64, Kathleen Torella, northeast of Route 54, southwest of Bayview Circle East, being lot TH 50 within Bayview Landing Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Kathleen Torella, 37965 Bayview Circle East, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Are you going to talk as well?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name and address?
Jonathan Nuttall, 37546 Janus Circle, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Podium is yours.
Good evening. Good evening, gentlemen, ladies. As the homeowner, I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I'm requesting a variance. And then Mr. Nuttall is my contractor, and he'll be able to fill in any of the gaps and answer any of the more technical questions that, you know, I may not be familiar with. I currently have an interior townhouse, meaning not an end unit. And the shallowness of the backyard is 20 feet. So I want to add a screen porch to my home, but because of the unique nature of the back lot, I don't have any room. I do, however, have a concrete patio, a slab. So what I would like to do is to construct a screen porch on my concrete slab, and then I wouldn't have a patio anymore. Right now, the concrete slab is 12 feet deep, and the building line, requirement line, is 10 feet. So in order to put a screen porch over my patio, I would have to exceed it by 2 feet, which is why I'm requesting a variance. If we don't have it, then what we would have to do would be to crack or cut into the concrete, which would actually weaken the structure and could also affect the underlying supports that would have to go underneath it. I'm kind of following the standards and hoping I address all of your questions. Without the variance, I really wouldn't feel that I would have a secure porch, and I also wouldn't know if I could trust the integrity of the patio. Most of the houses in my development have been, the front and the back have been, they're not all even, they're setbacks. Some houses are setback one or 2 feet from the other, and then the back of the houses are also setback the same way. So if we obtain the variance and go back 2 more feet on the patio, it won't impede the existing structures, it would actually be in conformity with them. And behind my lot, I also have about 100 feet of common property, community property, so I wouldn't be impacting any of my neighbors behind me. I have, you know, talked to all of my neighbors, and to my knowledge, everybody has been supportive. There have been no, you know, questions or negative responses. I can't think of anything else on here, but if you have any questions, or, you know, if I can answer them, or John can answer them.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Yes. I see on your drawing you have relocate HVAC unit.
Yes, the way the builder designed the home, the air conditioning unit is on the patio. And if we screen it in, we wouldn't be able to leave it there. So what I would like Mr. Nuttall to do is to move the HVAC unit back right behind the edge of the existing patio. So in other words, it would be right behind the screen porch.
Further into the setback?
Yes.
Okay. That is only allowed to encroach 3 feet?
Okay.
Okay. So keep in mind that if this were to be approved and you set the HVAC unit outside of that screen porch, now you're encroaching more than 3 feet.
So HVAC counts as part of the building structure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it can encroach 3 feet. Steps, I believe, can encroach 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
it's allowed to encroach 3 feet?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Your steps can encroach 5.
Right.
Okay.
So therefore, if this were approved, you could come off of that patio with steps. I assume are there steps there?
No, it's concrete.
No.
So were you planning to, I see the doors, were you planning to put steps?
No, it's just a step down. It's only about 4 inches, so we don't need steps.
It's a slab on gray townhouse. And it's a drop patio, so the patio is 2 inches above the grade.
Okay.
So no need for stairs. Okay.
Yeah, well, the HVAC unit would be one thing to consider. And the house was built this way with that pad?
The house was built this way by the builder, yes, in February 2006. And the HVAC unit was placed right where, obviously on the patio, where the patio is.
Okay. I guess... have a really the survey that I'm looking at, it shows I'm looking to the wrong side. So it already encroaches two feet. All right. Another question.
Okay. Mr. Torelli, you had indicated early on that you thought that if the without the additional 2 feet, you would have to drill through, I guess, the concrete pad, and that would somehow weaken the structure?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay. Mr. Nuttall, do you agree with that?
If we keep the 12-foot patio and we go 10 feet in, we need to do, it's a 3.5-inch thick slab. We're going to do a pier construction with posts, so therefore we need footers underneath. So we can either do a 2-foot deep slab footer, or we can do the pier footer. So we need to come in under that slab 2 feet. My fear would be digging 2 feet under, undermining the existing slab and having that crack. So that was the where she was referring to the structural integrity would be to leave the existing 12 and come in 2 feet to get to that center point. 12-inch deep diameter, you're going a little bit further in, you're probably going about 2'6" in underneath of that slab. Slab on grade, chances are it does not have rebar in it. So therefore, we've got to figure a way to stabilize that while we dig underneath to put the piers in and then backfill underneath that. So now you not have that slab on compacted soil anymore. It just creates a little more difficulty. I don't know. By no means is the patio going to fall apart. But again, the last 2 feet would not be on virgin or compacted soil anymore.
Okay. I guess I do have one more thing. If we were to approve this, and then you need another variance for that HVAC unit, what's your alternative plan to put the HVAC on the roof?
No, the HVACs wouldn't need to be kept inside. I apologize. I was not aware that the HVAC unit could not sit.
I guess my point is, if you're applying already for a rear variance,
you can add it.
Then if we can add 2 feet or whatever's necessary. Well, actually, then it would have to be a 5-foot variance.
Okay.
For the rear.
Provided that 3 feet would be enough for the HVAC unit.
It's very small air conditioner. It really is. It's a very small air conditioner. It has a small footprint.
Mm-hmm. Should be more than enough. I believe it's 32x32.
So if we granted a 5-foot variance, if we granted a 2-foot variance for the screen porch and an additional 3 feet for the air conditioner, that do you think that would be sufficient?
I believe so.
Okay.
Any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that's in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10864 under advisement.
Second.
And a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McKee that we take case number 10,864 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay. Is there any other questions we can answer for
you? No, the hearing is going to be no more testimony taken. Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Thank you.